For completeness, we briefly need to address the other threats where chemicals can be present in the air after an incident. The first one is chemical suicide, where toxic fumes are generated in an enclosed space and inhaled by a person willing to commit suicide. The second one relates to the sending of letters containing toxic material. In general, they have a much smaller area of effect and much less potential of exposing a large number of people. In general, the hazards associated with these threats are smaller, but the same do's and don'ts apply to these threats as to the larger incidents.